shut down defensive defensemen. Is that a role you take pride in? And how, I guess, how did you, you know, a lot of guys when they're young, they want to be something else and not sure what they are. How did you kind of grasp that that's how you're at your best, I guess, if that makes sense?
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't mean that just because I'm defensive defenseman doesn't mean I don't want to try to play offense. But, yeah, obviously try to play defense first and take care of that. And then hopefully in the college game this year, keep growing and try to be more offensive. So it's not just focusing on the defense side, but also trying to, you know, make myself more well-rounded and work on both things.
Why did you decide that it would be the best for you to stay in school for a year?
Just felt like I got a lot left to prove in college hockey, and it would be best for my development and kind of work on growing my offensive game there more. And we got a lot of guys coming back, so I mean, us as a team, we believe it's going to be a good year, so that's really exciting.
How much of an eye did you have on the Sabres when they were in the playoffs?
Yeah, I watched all the games. It's really exciting. Cool to see them, you know, go far and make a deep run.
Are there talks throughout the year with you and the Sabres about your progress and when you think you might want to go pro?
Yeah, we're always talking throughout the year, talking with player development guy and a couple times with the guys more higher up, but they're always giving feedback and you know, we're in constant communication.
How will you benefit from another year of playing college hockey, and what are some of your goals in going back to Minnesota Duluth this season?
I think just making more puck plays, just being more confident with the puck, and something like a goal of mine is just to kind of get more shots through and be more confident with it at the blue line. I think if I can do that, I mean, that's something that'll translate to the NHL. No matter if you're a defensive defenseman or an offensive defenseman, just kind of playing with your head up. It's kind of funny because they talked about that out there today. So just trying to work on that more, I think, will help me in the long run.
Thinking when, I mean, you're, and you're all huge. There's you, there's Burka, there's Sturbeck, there's now Rudolph, who they just drafted. What are you thinking when all of you, so many good young defensemen are here in the organization?
Yeah, I mean, probably a lot of competition. That's good. Competition breeds a lot of good things. So at the end of the day, I'm just focused on myself and trying to do what I can do and hopefully put myself in the best position, you know, moving on.
How well do you know a lot of these guys? Because, I mean, some of you guys are in the same conference.
Yeah, I mean,
some of you guys are, I mean, Ralph's coming into your conference this year. So.
Yeah, I mean, I know definitely a few guys here. Played Ilya this year. Only played him 2 times, though, so not too familiar with his game, but starting to get a little familiar with him. And yeah, Rudolph, he'll be at Denver next year, so definitely a couple NCHC guys out here.
With Coach Sandlin, he said you want to work on your offensive game. Is that something he's stressing to you? Because, I mean, again, the defensive game stands out, but is that a difficult, like, thing to add to your game, or is it just natural?
I think the offensive side is more me just wanting to push myself more. He's always kind of telling me that, you know, which I want to do too, is hone in on my defensive game because that's what's going to, you know, make me a player in the NHL. So he kind of tells me to just keep working on that, keep working on your skating and shutting plays down and doing all that. Don't try to do something you're not, but it's probably more within me, more the feeling that I got more to prove and more to give on the offensive side, so that's why I feel.
What did it mean to you to be the first sophomore to be chosen the best defenseman?
Yeah, it's a cool honor. I gotta give a lot of credit probably to my teammates and defensive partner too. I feel like we were a good tandem all year, so kind of work that we were able to shut down a lot of players and have success there. But yeah, it's cool to get honored for kind of what you're known for. So yeah, it's cool.
Who was your partner?
Ty Hansen.
What's it like coming here, having just the confidence to know what's going on here now? It's not your first development camp. You've got everything going on at Duluth, but you know what's going on here now too, because you've been here before. to these camps?
Yeah, I guess just a little bit more comfortable, kind of know what the drills are going to be a little bit, I guess what they kind of want to do out there. But, I mean, there's always something new, always new players, so it doesn't always feel like the exact same. There's always something new that, you know, there is to learn and do.
You've been at Sabres development camp before, but guys like Daxon Rudolph and Ilya Morozov haven't. What is your advice to the new players who come to this camp and kind of go through this week for the first time?
I think just enjoy it. Just kind of feel like you can kind of just, it's good to get to know everyone and kind of share stories. And when we're eating, just kind of hanging out before and after and just talking about different stories on their teams or how their seasons went, kind of just get to know them. And I feel like building the relationships, that's probably one of the most important things here.